This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Hey, listeners, it's me, host Matthew. Remember last week when Molly took over the ads? Well, this time it's just you and me. And I'm here to tell you about Kensington Publishing and Banana Cream Pie Murder by Joanne Fluke. Now, you remember Joanne Fluke. She writes culinary mysteries. In this one, Hannah goes bananas for murder. The New York Times bestselling author and queen of culinary mystery has whipped up her latest recipe-filled book, Banana Cream Pie Murder. Hannah Swenson returns from her honeymoon to find Lake Eden ripe with murder. Can she solve the case without going bananas, or will the killer give her the slip? And it doesn't say this, but, like, if she takes too long, are the bananas going to get all spotty and dark and, like, mushy inside, which, as you know, is Molly's and my greatest fear? Banana Cream Pie Murder by Joanne Fluke is on sale now everywhere books are sold. More info at kensingtonbooks.com.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we are talking about root beer.
We are not cooking nothing.
No, but we're drinking heavily.
Yes.
Heartily?
You know, they do sell hard root beer these days.
I thought about getting that, and, like, I probably would have if I hadn't already walked out of the store when I had that thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, not your father's root beer.
Yeah, we were sent some of it at Dino's, I think, before we opened, and one of our staff members was, you know, just drinking it to taste it, and he drank the whole thing. And then was like, whoa, dude, why do I have a buzz? And then he realized that it was alcoholic.
That is, like, the only time I've ever heard about it is, like, you know, I accidentally gave it to my kid and that sort of thing.
Right.
Is it good? It doesn't seem like it probably isn't, but
I haven't ever tasted it, actually. Well, anyway, what is root beer?
I was kind of surprised when I looked up what root beer is because it was more complicated than I expected. Because, like, the flavor of, like, a cola is a pretty simple combination of flavors.
It is?
Yeah. It's citrus, cinnamon, and vanilla is cola.
Interesting.
Root beer is, like, all over the place. You can put so many different things in your root beer and call it root beer. Well, theoretically, it's supposed to be, like, sassafras flavored, but that's
sassafras root is, like, not good for you, right?
No, it's illegal, in fact.
Okay.
I mean, in America.
And root beer, it's interesting. Some of it, when you start looking for it, you notice a lot of, like, spearminty flavors in it. But it also has such a caramelly flavor. Like, it's got a lot of mint in it, though.
So I never noticed this, but I was talking to my daughter about root beer this morning, and she's like, it kind of tastes wintergreeny to me. And I'm like, that's crazy. And then when I looked it up, I found that wintergreen is a very common ingredient in root beer.
Your daughter is really, she's something else.
She should take over the show, probably.
She should, yeah.
I mean, she should take over for you.
We're going to keep this show going for years and years, and eventually our daughters are going to take it over us. This is our legacy.
And that would sound something like this.
I'm trying to think of what June would say.
I don't know. I think Iris would would get frustrated and walk off the show.
I think you're right.
Because she's 13.
So anyway, so it's got a whole bunch of roots in it. It also clearly has, you know, mint. Is wintergreen a mint?
I think wintergreen is a mint, yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on in there?
So when I was a kid, and we'll get to memory lane, but, like, one thing that I remember as a kid was my mom or dad teaching me to spell the word sarsaparilla, which is a funny word, And because
it's
saying,
not pronounced the way it looks.
No, it's not pronounced sarsaparilla. Mm-hmm. And then saying, like, you know, there's a drink called sarsaparilla that's kind of like root beer. And I'm like, oh, I want to try that. And we found some and it tasted like root beer.
Well, and there's also like birch beer and yes. all kinds of other things like that. All of these different like root and bark derived beverages.
I almost feel like if that root beer is sort of a catch-all category for like soda that isn't a cola or a lemon lime or an orange soda,
because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They taste, some of them taste quite different from others.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, I think we'll probably encounter that even among the four root beers we're going to taste today, which are all like readily available brands.
Yeah, I wanted to go with kind of fairly well-known brands, and there were some that I thought were going to be easy to find that were not.
Like so, Barks.
Yeah, I wanted Barks, and I wanted Mug, and I didn't find either of them. I found a 2-liter of Mug this morning, but I was mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to try right. and chill a 2-liter.
Right. Barks was the...
How would I even do that?
Barks was the root beer of my youth. It was what was sold in the vending machine at my middle school.
It has bite.
Oh, you're right. It does.
Yeah.
Like Ruffles have ridges.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I remember tasting it not too long ago, probably when Brandon and I did that big root beer tasting for...
It seems like this root beer tasting made a big impression on you. Like it was a formative moment in your adult life.
I remember Barks being delicious, but very sweet.
Yeah.
Very, very sweet. But anyway, we didn't get any today. Bummer.
No, they have it on tap at Pagliacci Pizza down the street. But we could go after this and get a fountain Barks and not talk about it on the show.
Oh, maybe. Great. Sure. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, can we drink some?
Yes, please. So
let's
should we start
this.
With the A&W because it's like the most mainstream brand,
yeah.
or should we start with something else?
Okay. Yeah. Didn't we talk about this on a recent episode?
Yeah, because we did root beer floats like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, and what did we say A&W stood for? Like,
oh, Ambergris and Whoopio.
Of course. Oh, this has got a nice little head on it.
So do you. Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Ooh, let's smell it. Let's do this like a wine tasting. God, that is just good. That is classic. It kind of leaves your mouth with this similar kind of tingly feeling that toothpaste sometimes does.
But oh, it just, totally does.
Just for a second, and then it goes away.
Oh, and the wintergreen, once you know it's there, is so pronounced, I think. Not out of balance pronounced. So was there? So the root beer of your youth was Barks.
Yeah.
I think the root beer of my youth was probably A&W, but I remember...
Would you go to like an A&W, like...
Restaurant.
Brick and mortar
yes.
place?
Yes, occasionally. I think there was one in Portland, but I could be misremembering, and it was like somewhere we went on vacation or something.
Did the restaurants, did they have like a full menu, or was it?
Yeah.
I mean, was it like going to a Dairy Queen?
No, where it was just root beer.
Well, but was the emphasis on like root beer floats, but they also had food? I mean, kind of like Dairy Queens like that, right? The emphasis is on
yes.
sweets, but there's also.
Yes, to the extent that I don't know if I've been to Dairy Queen dozens of times, and I don't think I've ever gotten like a Dairy Queen burger.
No. No, nobody does that.
A&W, I definitely would get an A&W burger. And I will still now, if I go to an A&W in Canada, where it's quite popular, get an A&W burger. They're good.
Oh, that's interesting. You know what? I think of root beer as being like this very American thing. Like I was having lunch recently with June and her best friend from school, and her best friend, one of her parents is French. And I was drinking a root beer with lunch.
Uh-huh.
And this other mom was like, she asked if she could smell the root beer. And so she smelled the root beer and she like turned up her nose. I mean, in a not prissy way, but just kind of like, whoa, that is weird stuff. I can't imagine drinking that. Like, I think of root beer as being so American, but I guess it's also, maybe it's North American.
Okay. A couple things. First of all, can you think of something that is so American that you can't get it in Canada?
No.
I mean, other than like the death penalty?
Cougar Gold?
Maybe. Jeez. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, the death penalty. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't think he's... Do you think he's ever been to Canada?
I think they're going to get more of that than they need in Canada.
Yeah.
But, okay, I don't think I've ever had someone ask to smell my drink. That seems weird. Did it seem weird at the time?
Well, because... No, it didn't seem weird to me because I do think root beer has a strong smell. Like, I think... Like, you know, when I stick my nose in a glass of cola, I'm not aware of it. There's something about, I think, the combination of flavors that make up root beer, particularly maybe the Miltiness.
Do you know what milt is? No. Milt is fish sperm. I've had it. It's delicious.
No, I mean the mintiness. Yeah. 'Cause mint is very fragrant, right? So I don't know. I think that root beer is among the most fragrant of sodas.
I agree with you, but I feel like that was sort of a non-answer to my question. Because, like,
hey,
I mean,
I don't think it's weird for somebody to sniff my soda.
I mean, if you're eating a fragrant soup and someone wanted to sniff your soup, would you think that was weird?
No.
Okay. If you were wearing a fragrant perfume or had put on a fragrant lip balm and someone wanted to sniff your lip.
Okay.
I want to know where the line is, because
I think sniffing my lips is something that nobody but myself should be doing.
Right. I think all those things are weird. I agree that lip sniffing is the weirdest, and I feel weird just having said it. So I feel like, compared to other sodas, yeah, I remember a lot of root beer brands from when I was a kid, because I remember A&W and Barks and Hires.
Oh,
and
I don't remember
IBC.
That. Oh, IBC. That yes. was another one
that
of
is
my
still
youth.
Available. I didn't get it today.
Okay. So I don't have a strong taste memory of it like I do of Barks.
Yeah, I don't either. I want to say I got most of these root beers at the soda store near my house. So on Broadway in Seattle, there is a soda and candy store called Rocket Fizz. I believe it's part of a chain.
Uh-huh.
And I want to encourage everyone to go there, because it seems like the kind of place that I can't personally keep in business, because I'm not going to buy enough soda and candy, but I don't want it to go out of business. So you should all go there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's taste another.
So this is Thomas Kemper.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's got...
It's sweeter and less minty. Is it sweeter? Maybe it's not sweeter, but it's less minty.
I don't think it's sweeter. It's got, to me, it's got sort of like a kind of a bitter backbone that the A&W doesn't have.
It makes it a little more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is what we carry at Delancey.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was going to say it is very sweet, but it's soda.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that grows on me.
Yeah, I like it. And this, Thomas Kemper
is
really...
It's also a little bit less fizzy.
That's true. Thomas Kemper is very nostalgic for me, because I remember drinking it in my early days in Seattle. I can't believe I'm old enough to have early days in Seattle.
Well, you've been here for more than 20 years.
More than 20 years. That's bullshit.
I've been here for 14 years. I mean, how am I even old enough for that?
How are you even old enough to drink root beer?
So now we're tasting Dad's Old Fashioned Root Beer. I love the label on this. It is so old school.
It's great. I'm going to post a picture of the label.
I don't actually know, though, if this is actually an old brand. Or is this appealing to my nostalgia?
I definitely remember Dad's also from when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Oh, this has no head left.
Hmm.
Oh, whoa. Super minty.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like someone dissolved toothpaste in it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that one is like a mint soda.
So I think root beer is a thing. Did you ever read the, we've probably talked about this before, the Malcolm Gladwell article about Heinz ketchup?
No.
It was about how, why are there a million different mustards and salsas, but there's really only one ketchup that anyone buys?
Yes.
And it's because, they perfected, the balance that a ketchup should have.
It's a
perfectly engineered food product, to the extent that it defines what ketchup is for practically everyone in America.
Uh-huh.
And I think... there isn't just one root beer. I mean, I think A&W is the market leader, but there's particular, it's easy to make a bad root beer, I think is what I'm saying. If it's a little bit out of whack, you're like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
And that one was definitely out of whack.
Yeah, that was out of whack. It was unbalanced.
It was, dad has become unbalanced.
let's try Virgil's. This is the 3-time winner of Outstanding Beverage at NAFTS.
I'm realizing now that for every one of these root beers...
What do we think NAFTS stands for?
Oh, the National Association of Fizzy... Wait, is it N-A-F-T-S?
N-A-F-S-T.
Oh, the National Association of Fizzy Soda... I don't know what the T stands for.
The National Association of Fizzing Soft Drinks.
Oh, soft drinks.
This one, too, loses its head very quickly.
I wonder if we're pouring it wrong. My dad's well, become unbalanced and lost his head.
Shouldn't this make it have more head if we're pouring it in correctly? If you just plunk it into the cup?
Is that what we're doing, though? Maybe we're pouring sort of too gently.
Oh, okay. So this is Virgil's. This is made in California. Oh, this is made by Reed's.
Oh, like the Reed's ginger brew?
Yeah.
So I feel like I realize now, like, I thought I was going into the store and just, like, picking sort of a random assortment of appealing root beers, but now I feel like I have a nostalgic twinge that goes with each of them.
I love it when you have nostalgic twinges.
I know. I should get that looked at.
I don't think I like this one either. Now I'm understanding why we chose Thomas Kemper at Delancey. I think we didn't want to work with, like, a major soda company.
Oh, this is very different.
To get like A&W or plus A&W has high fructose corn syrup.
Sure.
I don't like this. It's
I like
thin.
It better than Dad's. It is definitely thin. Virgil's is the root beer that I would always drink. Like now that I say the story, like it's embarrassing in a variety of ways, I think. But in the early 2000s, I was doing stand-up comedy every week at this wine bar in Greenwood.
That's embarrassing. I feel for
that
you,
no longer
dude.
Exists. I was not very good, and I would always order a Virgil's root beer. Why did I go to a wine bar and order a root beer? I don't know, because I was a dork.
That's amazing. Way to own it, dude.
Yeah, and back then, the Virgil's root beer had one of those, you know, like metal contraption pop-off caps, like a Grolsch.
Oh, you were high rolling.
Oh, yeah. I could spring for the fancy root beer. Woo! On all my stand-up comedy money.
Wow.
Which was, I was going to say it was completely unpaid, but I think we got free root beer. Maybe that's why.
So when do you drink root beer now?
Only when doing stand-up.
Which you don't do anymore.
No. So I drink root beer with pizza. I think root beer and pizza is great. I think it's one of the best combinations in food.
I would say in particular root beer and pepperoni pizza.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That is just a match made in heaven. And, you know, personally, I feel like the trashier the pizza, the better.
Yeah. I think
root beer wants trashy pizza.
Yeah. Oh boy. I want that. I want that now.
Yeah.
I want,
like Pagliacci.
Yeah, I would take a Celeste for one with this root beer.
That is a good idea.
Isn't it
like the way that it gets all gummy behind your front teeth? I just never liked that.
That was pretty gross. Would I like turn it down if the alternative was no pizza? No.
No. No, it's like sex. It is sex for some
that,
people.
That is why they call it Celeste for one.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by The Great Courses Plus. And you know, we love food-related topics around here, but we also love learning about other topics too. And that's why we enjoy our subscription to The Great Courses Plus. So there's history, there's science, there's photography, there is practically anything. There are over 8,000 lectures on The Great Courses Plus, and you can binge watch them all for one low price a month. And you can watch on your smartphone, you can watch on your tablet, your laptop, you can start watching on one device and pick up on another. So I just watched one called The Wine Tasting Toolkit, and it's awesome because I know basically jack about wine, and they have an actual master of wine, which is a real thing, as the lecturer. Let me tell you, the set on this lecture is awesome. It is the room that you would wish you were in when you were tasting wine at all times. And she explains, like, what does tannic mean? What does astringent mean? What are all of these adjectives that people throw out? How can you learn to recognize particular aromas that people talk about in a wine? It's got everything in one lecture. And if you sign up now for The Great Courses Plus, you'll get the first full month for free by going to thegreatcoursesplus.com/milk. And you can watch the wine lecture. You can watch all of the lectures I've talked about, over 8,000, without paying anything extra, without paying anything at all, in fact, for your first month. So get started today. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/milk. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/milk.
Well, I feel like I don't have anything else to say about root beer.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, if you're wondering why we're not talking about root beer floats, it's because we did it, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But go back to the ice cream floats or ice cream sodas.
I think there was probably a lot of, like, grunting and moaning in
and
that
crying.
Episode. Oh, that was the episode where I cried a whole bunch.
Actual
crying.
Yes. Yeah. At A&W yeah. restaurants in Canada, and I mean, I don't even know if it exists anymore at all in America. But anyway, at A&W that I've been to in Canada, they have a freezer case right behind the counter that is full of glass mugs. And when you order a root beer, they dispense it from the fountain soda into this like negative, colder, like, you know, freeze your ass off cold mug. And you get this frosty mug of root beer, and the root beer actually starts to like freeze to the side of the mug.
Hey, can we so maybe this summer when it's really hot.
Why didn't I put the glasses in the freezer before you came over?
Hold on.
Yeah.
This summer when it gets hot,
mm-hmm.
can we take a road trip up to Vancouver together?
Yes.
We can use my car.
Thanks.
And we can go to A&W, and we can also go to like a whole bunch of the restaurants that you like up there, Chinese food. We could have some dim sum.
Can we
have some more A&W? And I want to do it when it's hot, because then we can go to A&W and like have this like frosty mug experience when it's hot. I feel like that is like real. It's going to be ecstatic.
Can we go to English Bay Beach and eat a hot dog on the beach?
Sure. Whatever that is. God, I love hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love beach hot dogs.
I don't think I've ever had a beach hot dog.
Yeah, you're gonna. It's gonna be great.
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe we can record this road trip.
I was gonna say, can we like tape some of this? Maybe even like, this show sort of started in a car.
Yeah,
the show was conceived in the backseat of a car.
let's do Abby. Write this on our agenda.
Let's do Abby.
Well, this show was so great until we were sued for sexual harassment. Anyway, but Abby, hey, let's do another Spilled Milk retreat.
Okay.
This summer, you, me, Abby, on the road to Canada.
Okay.
And we'll record a bunch of stuff.
This is great. Could we? I feel like our retreats are becoming more and more frequent, because like that'll be like less than a year since our last annual retreat, and I am all for that. 100%
great. Yeah,
on board.
I'm willing to throw some money at that.
Okay.
Okay.
This is very exciting. Yeah, we're gonna. Okay. We could probably get like a couple episodes out of this.
I think we could too.
Okay.
It's gonna pay for itself.
Right. It's gonna pay. We'll do some stand up comedy dates while we're up there.
Oh,
you
great.
Know, rake in a ton of money doing that.
Great. Yeah.
All right. So root beer, it's delicious for the most part.
Yeah.
And don't forget to pick up your copy of Banana Cream Pie Murder by Joanne Fluke. Available everywhere books are sold. You know, your local bookstore, KensingtonBooks.com, Amazon. How do I know it's on Amazon? Because I just searched Amazon for Banana Fluke and it came right up. That's Banana Cream Pie Murder by Joanne Fluke. So I guess to go back to root beer for a second, like if I'm at a place where they have like a selection of artisan sodas, I'm going to be kind of wary about picking an unknown root beer because most of them feel like unbalanced to me. I guess I'm ending on a sour note.
I do feel like what we're maybe hinting at here is a perfectly engineered food product, and that is A&W root beer.
But it's
but
not.
But we haven't like exhaustively, you know, compared.
Yeah, no, I like the Kemper, and like. I think with a lot of these things, like if you don't taste them as part of a taste test, they're probably all going to be good.
I agree. I think that it is a little unfair. Like if we were to taste colas in a taste test, you know, we would probably like Coca-Cola best. However, if we were to taste them separately, we'd be like, oh, this Pepsi is delicious.
Yeah.
Or, hey, this Tab. I love this Tab.
I love Tab. RC. The Royal Crown Cola. Yeah, it's like you don't want to like, you know, put someone like in a lineup with a bunch of supermodels, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what this is like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com where you can see, we'll post a list of the four root beers we just tasted, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't know, you could suggest some music for our road trip.
Oh, yeah, great, that you're not invited on.
Yeah, yeah, and we're probably not going on for, I don't know, like 5 months?
Oh, yeah, but...
Six months?
The time will fly by.
Yeah, it will. Okay.
You can find us in Canada as often as possible. You can find us on...
SpilledMilkPodcast.ca.
Exactly, we should register that. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SpilledMilkPodcast,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely like to hear about, like, what's your favorite root beer, especially among ones that we didn't try? Because,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to that soda shop that I don't want to go out of business, and I'll probably pick up a new root beer.
Cool.
You know what they had there? They have all these crazy sodas, including one that was called San Francisco Fog Soda, that's like a gray soda. I kind of want to try it. I'm sure it's not good, but it's beautiful.
Cool.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Hey, everybody. We've got a dog here in the studio.
Yeah. You can leave us a review on iTunes. Mm-hmm. We'd love that.
We would love that. It always helps.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. I'm Amblegoose.
And I'm Whoopia.
Bye.
I have a little bit of a cold, so I don't think we should share cups, but let's each have one cup and a dumping bin. Wow, dumping bin. That's a rubbish bin. Let's get all British on this.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.